when something bad happens, part of you may be feeling like, you know what, this is not worth it. I just want to move on. I don't want the drama. I don't want to entertain it. But your ego is like, are you really going to let them get away with what they did to you? I used to always want people to just feel sorry for doing me wrong. And I used to just waste my time staying in situations, trying to guilt people into feeling bad. Like, I just wanted people to feel sorry for what they did. And sometimes these people genuinely did not care. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp because becoming the best version of yourself probably requires a little bit of therapy. Personally, I have talked about some of the lowest points in my life on this podcast, including almost committing suicide when I was 16 years old, and I wished I had access to a company like BetterHelp to offer licensed therapists that are trained to listen and help you. They make it so convenient to talk to one of their 20,000 therapists in the convenience of your home or anywhere you'd like because it's all online. You can schedule secure video and phone sessions plus exchange unlimited messages, and it's all completely confidential. You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours, and you can always request a new therapist anytime at no additional charge. Plus, there is a special offer for Secluded Thoughts listeners to get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/secluded. That's betterhelp.com/secluded. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. My name is Sensi, and on this podcast we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. Now today I am going to be coming for you. I am going to be coming for the younger version of myself, the petty, vindictive, manipulative person that was very controlled by their ego. Today we are going to be talking about that ego of yours. Let me just say something first. Let me just give a quick disclaimer. I'm not a psychologist nor a therapist or nothing like that. I took one psychology class in college and I don't think that qualifies me for anything. But I'm just going to be talking on my experience years ago when I was trash. Okay, I wasn't trash. I don't think I was that bad, but I was definitely the type of person that was like, when you go low, I go to hell, basically. I was that kind of person. Anyway, enough about me. Today we are going to be talking about your ego and how it is very dangerous to you, to your growth, to be living in a way that is controlled or manipulated by your ego. Your ego is like a child. Like, think about children. Children like to be rewarded. They like to be spoiled. You know, they like to have things their way. Your ego is pretty much just like that. And you might think you are in control of your life, but it just might be your ego controlling you. If you're the type of person that cannot, like, you can't let things go, you always have to be right all the time. Like, trust me, you might think you are in control of your life, but I'm betting if you can relate to this, you are probably being ruled by your ego just like I was. So I'm going to be talking about my experience, how I was, and basically how I learned how to manage my ego and not let it manage my life, basically. Because here's the thing, when you are controlled by your ego, you are not really in control, and it's not just your ego that's controlling you. Like, you make yourself susceptible to being controlled by other people or manipulated by other people, because some people think they are in control of their lives, but they're not. Their ego is. Because the truth of the matter is, if you wave money or success or power or something like that in front of them, or material things that they want, you can easily manipulate them and get them to do whatever you want them to do, because they are being led by their ego. The ego wants to be rewarded. So if you offer a reward that they want, you can easily manipulate them. And that's why it's not, and trust me, take it from me, it's not in your best interest, I promise. It might feel good to have your way. It might feel good to have the last say. It might feel good to be right in a situation. But if you really dissect these things, like if you are arguing with somebody you care about and all you care about is being right, you are actually jeopardizing the relationship, because you're not actually focusing on a solution. You just want to be right. And the reason you want to be right is because you are so controlled by your ego, and you may not even realize it. Like when you feel the desire to be petty or childish, vindictive, always get people back, always have the last say, always have the upper hand, that's your ego. The ego doesn't like to lose. I did not like to lose anything. I didn't like people feeling like they got one up on me. I didn't like people feeling like they got away with doing something to me. So I always had to be petty, and I always had to get back at them. And it was really just my ego. Like when people reject you and you have like an adverse reaction to that, and you do something like especially with guys, you know how when a guy tries to flirt with you and it's like you're the most beautiful woman in the world, and then you reject him and suddenly you're like the scum of the earth? It's because you hurt his ego. The ego is like telling you to do all of these nasty things and petty things and say these horrible things to people because it doesn't like being hurt. And when you allow yourself to be controlled by your ego, that's essentially the type of person you allow yourself to become. It's like when something bad happens, part of you may be feeling like, you know what, this is not worth it. I just want to move on. I don't want the drama. I don't want to entertain it. But your ego is like, you really going to let them get away with what they did to you? And that's when you go down that rabbit hole of doing stupidity, and you invite all types of drama and stuff into your life because you don't know how to control your ego. You are letting it control you. And there are many other examples. Let me give you some. For example, I always complain about driving in Atlanta and dealing with people. But if you've noticed, I've complained less and less, I feel like, because I have learned how to essentially kill my ego when I'm driving so that I don't allow myself to get worked up over nothing when dealing with people who don't know how to drive. For example, I see people almost getting in accidents because somebody is trying to merge and they don't want them to merge, so they're speeding up on purpose. Or you block somebody in because you don't want them to get in front of you. And like, it's just like a lot of stupidity happening, and it's all based on ego. You could just let reckless drivers just go on about their business, but part of you is like, no, they're speeding up to overtake me, so I'm going to speed up and block them in so they have no choice but to come behind me. All of that is your ego. Your ego is telling you to be petty. Your ego is telling you to play these games, and it's so not worth it. And that's just some like random examples, but that also plays out in your relationships. That plays out with the way you interact with people. Like I said earlier, with always wanting to be right, with always trying to get ahead of things so you can one up people, or not ever making somebody feel like they have the right to say they did XYZ to you and they just got away with it. All of that is just your ego. And I used to be very much ruled by my ego. And the thing about that is it gets you into so much unnecessary drama and trouble because you're so concerned about not letting people one up you or not letting people out petty you. Like, and I've said this many times from a retired petty person myself, pettiness is so not worth it. Like, for what? I used to do so much petty things for no reason. Like, if somebody took forever to respond to me, I would take forever and a day to respond to them. Or if somebody did something or they told me something and it turned out that they were right, I would do my best to try to hide the fact that I was wrong just so that they would have the opportunity to say, I told you so. And it's like all of that is ego. And for what? It's making you go out of your way and bring an unnecessary drama and chaos into your life. You have to learn how to suppress your ego and live a peaceful life. And speaking of which, let us just get into that, because I'm going to do my best to try to help you, because I'm telling you, the person you see today, or the person you're listening to today, is not the same person I was a few years ago. I was definitely the spawn of Satan. I'm not going to justify it. I'm not going to make excuses. I was definitely a very petty, vindictive, manipulative person. And it was all because my ego just kept telling me I can't let people get away with anything. Like I said, if you go low, I go to hell. There was no outdoing me. There was no outdoing me. And for what? For what? I almost jeopardized relationships with people that I really cared about because my ego was telling me, you know, I have to be right in this situation. And it was always over something stupid. Like, it was always over something so small. And there have been relationships that I did jeopardize, and all types of relationships, because I was so petty and vindictive and I had to be right. But ever since I decided to be more mature and decided to suppress my ego, decided to have peace in my life, decided to pursue peace and maintain peace in my life has been a lot better. And a lot of it had to do with suppressing my ego and stop letting it control me. So now I'm going to tell you some of the things I did to put my ego in check and not have it control the way I live my life and interacted with people, and allow me to be petty and just a very manipulative person. Well, let me talk about a few things that I did to suppress my ego. Now, one of the first things I would recommend, one of the things that I actually did, is talking to your ego. Now, it sounds weird, but it's not that weird to me because I'm an introvert. I talk to myself all the time. So, you know, that's not uncommon for me. But talk to your ego, or think about what you are about to do to get back at somebody, or be petty or manipulative or vindictive in a situation where you were wronged. And I want you to just say it out loud. Before you do anything, I want you to actually say it out loud. Let me give you a practical example of how I've used this so it makes sense. So let's say, and this has happened before, somebody did something that I really did not appreciate for whatever reason, and I told them that I did not like it, and then another situation happened later down the line where they did it again. The old vindictive me with, you know, my poor communication skills would resort to giving that person the silent treatment or doing something to get back at them, or like trying to punish them in a way so they don't feel like it's okay to keep doing something that I don't like them doing. Now, what I had to do, and I did read a book on this called, what was the book? I read it so long ago. It was something about your ego. I will leave it in the description, and you can use my Audible link for a free 30-day trial to try reading the book. But I would highly recommend it if you are somebody who's driven by your ego. But yeah, so in a situation like that, I basically started to speak the things I was thinking before I actually did them. So I would be like, okay, this person did this and I really don't like this. I feel like ignoring them for a day because they don't get to treat me this way, or they don't get to do that after I already told them I don't like it. And then as I started saying what I wanted to do out loud or talking to my ego, it kind of went like this, because I would go down into a whole conversation and really assess the situation, and I would realize that it was pointless. So I would be like, okay, I want to ignore this person for a few hours on purpose so that they know they don't get to treat me this way. And that will teach them to not do this again, because it will show them that there's consequences. And my ego will feel really good about that. But then another part of me would kick in like, okay, but let's look at the effects of if I actually do that. If I make you happy, ego, I would be like, okay, ego, if I make you happy and I ignore this person, I will feel good about it, because they definitely will not feel like they can just do whatever they want. But I care about this person and I actually want to talk to this person. So me ignoring them will also be affecting me, because as much as I used to ignore people back then, when I ignored people, it's like, that doesn't mean I don't want to talk to you. I'm just being childish and punishing you, but I'm also punishing myself because I want to talk to you. Ultimately, I would say, what would be my ideal solution, or what would be the ideal outcome that I want for this? I would essentially just want you to apologize for what you did, because it hurt my feelings. But if I ignore you all day, you may not even know why I'm upset at you. So then it would just be stupid. I would ignore you for all of these hours, and then I would feel some type of way too, because I would be ignoring you, but then checking my phone to see if you text me, and putting myself through unnecessary misery to teach you a lesson that you could very well be very confused about. But it's like, I'm punishing myself and I'm punishing you. And for what? Eventually, we're going to have a conversation about the matter, and hopefully you would apologize, you know, based on my ideal outcome for the situation. And then I would just realize that the whole thing about ignoring you is just unnecessary. The whole punishment thing is just unnecessary, because I would be punishing myself too. Why cause all of that nonsense on myself and put myself in a position to be called out for being childish, for ignoring somebody when I have a problem, when I could just say what's bothering me, and then you could either apologize, or you can get cut off, or you can be, you know, like, we can do something from there. But what good does it do for me to be ignoring you for hours when I don't actually want to be ignoring you, but I'm just being petty or childish? You see what I'm saying? If you do something I don't like and I decide to do it back, I would be talking to my ego like, okay, they did this, so I'm going to do the exact same thing. And now I'm thinking about, because I'm thinking out loud, I'm saying it out loud, and I'm talking and I'm rationalizing through the situation, I'm realizing how much that's making me compromise my character and who I am, or who I'm trying to be, because back then I was very petty, was part of my identity. It wasn't uncommon for me to respond that way, but because I started addressing my ego, it was because I actually wanted to be a better person. So now I'm compromising the person that I'm trying to become to get back at you. And half of the times when you are trying to get back at people for something, some of those things, it's like, these people just genuinely don't respect you. They don't care about you. They don't appreciate you. They don't deserve a spot in your life to begin with. And now you are compromising your character, trying to get back at them, trying to be petty, trying to do the same things that they did to you when they wronged you. And you are compromising your character. You are stooping to their level. And for what? That's exactly what being petty and being controlled by your ego causes you to become. And you really have to just ask yourself, like, is it worth it? As I started addressing my ego and like speaking to it out loud and rationalizing the situation before I took action in a petty or manipulative way, it really started making me see how much I was compromising my character, and how much I was just like, somebody did something to me I didn't like, and I thought the best reaction to that was to do the exact same thing. Like, if somebody lied to you, somebody is a pathological liar, you obviously don't like that. Nobody likes being lied to. You don't like that. You don't appreciate that. You think very little of them because they lied to you. But your ego is going to try to convince you that because they lied to you, you need to lie to them back. Why? Now you are becoming a liar just like them. Like, it's not worth it. When you allow yourself to be controlled by your ego, it really compromises your character. It makes you be the same thing that you despise. And for what? Like a temporary 5 minutes of satisfaction? Like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And once I started addressing my ego, I started to rationalize and realize that it genuinely wasn't worth it. So that's like the first thing I did. And I got this technique in the book that I read. Okay, side note, the book is called Ego is the Enemy, by the way. I just Googled it. So yeah, it's called Ego is the Enemy. And you can use my Audible link in the description to get 30 days free. And you can start reading the book for free if you would like. So if you're guilty of this, I highly recommend this, because that's not something I could have done on my own. I got a lot of ideas on how to like tackle my ego from this book. Okay, so before we move on, I have a surprise for you. If you don't already know, I do have 4 journals for self-reflection, relationships, your vision, and healing. And they basically come with journal prompts to actually help you get your life together in these areas. And if you think the way I speak is triggering, the journal prompts will also be triggering. You know why? Because I created them. It's not no happy go merry, what is your day like? No, the same way I drag you on this podcast is the same way I drag you with these journal prompts that you can actually get your life together. So if you're interested, I am now giving 20% off only to my podcast listeners. I do not advertise this anywhere else. You cannot find this anywhere else. This is only for you because you listen to my podcast. So if you're interested, go to secludedthoughts.com/journals and use code STP20. Now back to...
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
For the episode. Now, another thing that I have done to, you know, fight for my life against my ego back then, and something that I'm still actively doing, is you have to let people win and let people be right sometimes, with no rebuttal, with no making your case, with no trying to prove a point. You have to practice letting people win. Now, that is very hard to do. That was very hard for me to do in the beginning. Now it's a lot easier, but I try to continue to practice it every day, because there have definitely been times where my ego has tried to make me retaliate or do something. So I feel like doing that has really allowed me to continue to control it. Now, let me explain what that means, just in case you are hyperventilating at the sound of that. Let me give you some practical everyday examples. With driving, when people are speeding, you know, when you're driving on a road that has 2 lanes and it's about to merge left and you are left and somebody is on the right and you see them in your rearview mirror, you see them speeding up to try to pass you just as the lane is about to merge, I always slow down and I let them pass me. I always slow down and I let them pass me. The old me would speed up just so I can be like, F you in my mind, because you're like a mile behind me. Why are you speeding to pass me? Like, is it that serious? Is it an emergency or are you just being an idiot? But now I talk about driving. I use a lot of driving references because a lot of people like myself have or had road rage. So I think that's like the perfect harmless time to practice, because at least you're in the safety of your car and hopefully you're not cursing people out like that where they can actually see and hear you, because people are crazy nowadays, but I digress. I use driving because I used to have a lot of road rage. I used to just be like screaming at people in my car, not when they can see me, but like just like saying some things after people act like idiots. So I use driving to practice killing my ego or suppressing my ego a lot nowadays. So if people are speeding up from a mile behind me to try to pass me before a lane merges, I slow down and I let them go. The old me, your ego will tell you, no, speed up because they're being ridiculous right now. Like, you have to wait and you have to go behind me. Practice letting them just go ahead of you. If you are driving and you see somebody about to turn right and like jump in front of you because they're coming out from a side street or a plaza or a parking garage or something, because we all know some people will do that. They'll see oncoming traffic and they'll try to jump out in front of it and then drive slow. The old me would speed up so there's no chance. And if they jump out, then I would get upset. Now I slow down and I even flash my lights and I tell them to go. Practice letting people just be right or get ahead of you. And I'm telling you, it will do wonders for you. It's going to be very hard in the beginning. It is literally going to make your skin crawl. But the more you do it, the more you will be like suppressing your ego and you will start feeling like you have control over your ego and you don't need to be right all the time. Other ways you can do that is like, if somebody, and I was terrible at this in the beginning, but I am so much better at it now, to the point where second nature for me now. If I am having a quote unquote argument with somebody that I care about, because I don't argue with people I don't care about. But if I am having an argument or a disagreement with somebody that I care about, instead of always trying to be right and always trying to make sure that people hear what I have to say and you will hear my side of the story and you will understand it before we even get to what you have to say, I just always focus on finding a solution. I could be right in a situation. I will never say I told you so. One thing about me, if you've known me in recent years, if you know me when I was like a teenager or in college, just mind your business. That was a different version of me. But in recent years, nobody can say that I have told them I told you so. I make it a habit not to tell people I told you so, because I had to learn how to suppress that part of my ego that always wanted to be right and always felt like I had to let people know that I was right, even in situations where they could have been hurt for something that I tried to warn them about. It was like I always had to say I was right. And I realized that if you really care about somebody, you have to learn how to swallow your pride and not say I told you so, even if you're right, because sometimes people are genuinely hurting. Sometimes people genuinely need somebody to just be there for them and comfort them when they mess up or when they do something wrong. And if they always see you as that person who's going to say, I told you so, eventually they will put distance between y'all and y'all's relationship will start falling apart, because now when they need comfort and they need somebody to be there for them, you will be the last person they think of because they feel like all you care about is saying I told you so and being right. And I have had people in my life like that, and I have felt that way. That's why I made a conscious decision to not say I told you so and to not always try to be right, especially when people are hurting or when it's like a very unfortunate situation where they messed up. I do not say that. I always try to look for a solution. What is the solution? If I warned you about something, you didn't take my warning and you mess up, I am not going to say I told you so. I am going to say, what do you need from me right now? Literally, what do you need from me right now? I'm not going to let my ego jump in the conversation and beat you while you're down. Like that's, no. I've experienced it. It's terrible to need somebody, but all they care about is being right. So I have suppressed my ego to the point where it's like, it doesn't matter if I was right. What does this person need from me right now? And also if I'm in an argument with somebody and they seem to always be the type of person that wants to be right, the old me sometimes comes around the corner and peeks like, sis, we could have this argument. But I'm like, no, I'm not going to let my ego win. I just sit and I'm quiet and I let them go through all of their woes and I let them say whatever they need to say. And it's like, okay, are you done? Cool. What's the solution to this problem? I could go back and forth with you. I could argue with you. I could make my case on who's right and who's wrong. But right or wrong is not a solution. It's never a solution. It's literally just an argument of ego, of pride. It makes no sense. It just jeopardizes your relationship for no reason. It prolongs an argument. It prolongs strife in your relationships. Like, it's so unnecessary. So I literally gradually stop arguing to prove my point, and I converse to find a solution to a problem. If we have a problem, what is the solution? If you go on for 30 minutes about how you are right and whatever, I'm just like, okay, cool. What's the solution? How are we going to solve this problem? I have gotten to the point with years of practice. Let me just say this, with years of practice, this is not an overnight thing. This is not an overnight thing, because there are sometimes I tried and somebody said something and I'm like, you know what? Actually, you are terribly wrong. Let me highlight and identify in bullet points exactly all the reasons why you're wrong, and let me dispute every argument you have made because you are wrong and I am right. Sometimes I went there, but now it's just like, look, it's not worth it. And like I said earlier, when you let your ego lead, it makes you stay in situations that could just be reaching their expiration date, but you are so caught up on being right. You are so caught up on wanting to get somebody back. Somebody wronged you, somebody hurt you, and instead you let that be the end of the relationship and move on with your life and focus on better things. You are allowing yourself to stay in a situation that is toxic, and you are stooping to their level and compromising your character because your ego is telling you you have to get back at them for doing you wrong. You see how that's a problem? You see how that's jeopardizing your life? That's why I'm telling you, it's like, it might feel good in the moment to get people back. It might feel good in the moment to try to manipulate people. It might feel good in the moment to play a victim role and try to make people feel bad for you, make people feel bad about how they hurt you. I used to always want people to just feel sorry for doing me wrong. And I used to just waste my time staying in situations, trying to guilt people into feeling bad. Like, I just wanted people to feel sorry for what they did. And sometimes these people genuinely did not care. And my ego was like, no, you have to manipulate them emotionally. You have to over exaggerate the situation to make them feel bad because somebody needs to pay for hurting you, or you have to get them back because you're not the type of person that people just does whatever they want to and gets away with it. I have wasted so much time in toxic situations of all sorts, of all types of relationships, friendships, etc., staying there to try to get back at people and try to prove a point. Your ego is going to make you compromise your character. It's going to make you waste time. It's going to make you feel like it's normal to thrive in toxicity. It's not worth it. It is not worth it. You have to actively start working on suppressing your ego. Because I'm telling you, you might think you're a good person, and maybe in some areas of your life you're a good person, but if you are easily manipulated by your ego, somebody can just dangle something in front of you and they can get you to do whatever they want, or somebody can hurt you intentionally and now they know they have you wrapped around their fingers because you are going to waste all of this time trying to get back at them, or trying to make them feel sorry for what they did, or trying to, like, it's not worth it. And another thing, I saw somebody talk about this. I forgot where. I really wish I remembered where. But I saw somebody talk about how with women, it's like they were talking about how this guy cheated on this woman with some other woman and he was basically dogging her out or whatever. And because this woman invested so much of her time and energy and felt like she built him and sacrificed a lot, she wasn't going to leave and let the other woman have him because she felt like nobody else, no other woman should reap the benefits of her hard work because he wasn't about to basically leave her and then go be somebody else's knight in shining armor. Now, there's a lot of reasons why she could have done this. I'm not here to judge, but I feel like a lot of it has to do with ego because sometimes, let's be real, let's be 100% real. We as women, we have a very big ego, but it's not always addressed like how we talk about men and their ego. But we have an ego too. And in that situation, I truly believe a lot of it had to do with ego because you are not going to let somebody else come and reap the benefits of your hard work in your relationship. And that is why you need to get a grip on your ego, because I'm telling you, it's going to manifest in many toxic ways in your life where it's going to allow you to stay in situations that you need to leave and let expire because it's not good for you. But your ego is saying stay because you've already done all of this. Another woman shouldn't come in and reap the benefits. What benefits? Like, you are being disrespected and dogged out, but because your pride is not going to let another woman come and take the man that's for everybody. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, it's time to learn how to suppress your ego, sis. It's time to start practically applying some of these things that I talked about. It's time to start letting those drivers just get ahead of you. It's time to stop saying I told you so. It's time to stop being petty. Stop meeting petty with more pettiness. It's time to stop being petty in general. I've already told y'all on many prior episodes, pettiness is not a badge of honor. It is not a badge of honor. Stop wearing it like one, okay? There's so many other things you could claim and be proud of. Why are you choosing pettiness? Stop it. It's childish. You're allowing your ego to make you act childish and you think it's something to brag about. Stop being petty. I've been there. I used to wear petty as a badge of honor, and I'm telling you, it's not worth it. It made me stay in so many situations and entertain so much BS just to prove a point that was not worth proving. It's much better to hold your head up high and not entertain nonsense than to stay to prove a point and compromise your character. Like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's really not. If you're going to hold something as a badge of honor, hold integrity or dignity, honesty, loyalty, not petty. Please stop. From a former petty person myself, it is not worth it. Choose peace okay? Choose peace. Choose peace, not petty. Choose peace, okay? Stop letting your ego dictate what you do and compromise your character. Stop stooping to the level of people who have wronged you and doing the very things that you don't respect them for just because they can't get one up on you, or they can't outdo you, or you have to go lower when they go low. Like, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. A lot of people, just like I did, need to just let go of certain situations and stop being petty. Stop trying to get people back. If you feel like you have to be those things with somebody, you really need to consider whether or not that's the type of person you want in your life. Because yes, a lot of it has to do with you taking accountability and not allowing people to take you out of your character. But I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge that some people do unfortunately bring out terrible sides of you. And you really have to assess whether or not these are the type of people you want in your life. Like, some people will encourage you and hype you up and support whatever you're working on, and they will bring out the best in you. And some people will always remind you of where you've been and make you feel like, who are you to want more? Are these really the type of people you want in your life? Do you really want to keep people in your life who are constantly making you compromise your character? If you are listening to this podcast, it's because you have some sense about yourself. You are trying to become the best version of yourself. You are actively working on yourself. So with that in mind, I am sure that if there has been any situations in your life where you compromise your character, or you reacted in a way that the old version of you would react, but not the you, not the version of you that you are working towards, I just know that in that instant, you felt some type of way. You felt something. It just, like, you just had a moment to yourself after you compromised your character, and you felt like, did I really just do that? Why did I do that? I don't want to be this person anymore. If you are around people that's making you have a lot of these experiences and feel like you are bringing out old parts of you that you are trying to kill, is it really worth it? Stop letting your ego convince you that you have to get back at people and then allow you to stay around people like that, okay? When you start suppressing your ego, the quality of your life is going to drastically improve. Take it from me. Take it from me, a retired, petty, vindictive, manipulative, just all around. I don't really have the word. I knew my powers and I did not use them for good. I was very manipulative, and all of it had to do with my ego. All of it was around, when people did me wrong, I had to do them wronger. If you did me wrong, I had to do you worse. I'm telling you, it's not worth it. It is not worth it. Check your ego. Learn to check your ego before it ruins you, before it compromises your character to a point where it's not going to be easy to fix. I have almost let it compromise my character publicly in ways that I would have been very disappointed in myself. But because I constantly practice things like not wanting to be right all the time and letting people have their way and letting people win and not always feeling like I have to prove myself, I don't always have to be right, and I actually address it, I have been living a much more peaceful life. And I'm telling you, if you are still being manipulated by your ego, don't think for a second that you are in control and you can just stop when you need to. Start practicing some of these things that I recommended so you can see how much your ego actually has you in a chokehold, and let me know how that's working out for you, how that's been working out for you. Because if you are anything like me, I just know you have some work to do, because I was trash. You might be trash, but it's okay. It's okay. If I can do it, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. Just let people win. Let people win. Let people have their way. If it's people that you care about and the situation is not anything too toxic, focus on the solution and not trying to be right. Okay? I hardly have arguments with people because I focus on a solution. And if I feel like there's too much back and forth, it's like, well, something else needs to be done. But I'm not going to go the right or wrong way with people. I'm not about to be arguing with anybody on the basis of right versus wrong. Like, we're adults. I'm too old for this. I'm young, but I'm too old for this. I'm not doing the back and forth anymore. I've been doing it. I did it for years in the trash version of myself. And I know nothing good comes from it. So I'm not entertaining it right now. And I wouldn't recommend that you entertain it, okay? So if you think that you are guilty of these things, being controlled by your ego, I would highly recommend trying these things. And let me know how it goes for you. Send me a DM. Try letting somebody be right and not state your case. And let me know how bad you wanted to throw up when you did it. Trust me, because I've been there. It is not easy. I'm telling you, it's not going to work on the first try. If you're as petty and vindictive as me, it's not going to work on the first try. It's going to take like a couple of tries. You're going to have to actively practice this, but I promise you, life is better on the other side of petty and vindictiveness and manipulation and your ego. Life is a lot better when you are not controlled by your ego. And that's what I want for you. That is truly what I want for you. So start practicing these things and let me know how it goes. And yeah, that is all I have for this week. And I will talk to you next Sunday.